This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Monday, June 17th, 2024. CAL FIRE is teaming up with the California Department of Transportation and local fire agencies to conduct vegetation management projects along U.S. Highway 101 for the next month. Starting today, the Mendocino unit of CAL FIRE will initiate a prescribed burn from Nelson Ranch Road south of Ukiah to the top of Ridgewood Grade south of Willits. This project aims to treat about 400 acres of grass within Caltrans right-of-way, contributing to reducing fuel along the highway and enhancing safety for motorists and emergency responders. Highway 101 will be under controlled traffic conditions through the burning period. Emergency vehicles will actively be patrolling, so drivers are advised to be cautious and aware. Burning operations will begin tonight around 6 p.m. and will continue as weather permits until approximately July 17th. Smoke will be visible in the area during these times. This initiative aligns with California's Fire Plan and Wildfire Resilience Action Plan, aiming to prevent catastrophic wildfires and provide training opportunities for firefighters. Now let's turn to the Mendocino County Courts. After weeks of delay and the release of hundreds of pages of internal documents, the long-awaited criminal case against suspended Mendocino County Auditor Shamise Cubbinson is set to begin on July 25th. If the preliminary hearing proceeds as scheduled, it will provide the public with the first comprehensive look at this controversial case, filed by District Attorney David Eister. The charges stem from a dispute over spending practices involving drug asset forfeiture funds, an issue that has publicly pitted Eister against Cubbinson. The outcome of this case is likely to have significant implications. It could determine whether Cubbinson will return to her role overseeing a crucial county office, and whether the Mendocino County Board of Supervisors will be liable for damages to her reputation and earnings. This comes after the board suspended her without pay and benefits immediately following the DA's felony charges for alleged misuse of public funds. District Attorney Eister's accusation centers on Cubbinson's use of a little-known county salary code that allowed the former payroll manager, Paula June Kennedy, to receive an additional $68,000 during the COVID-19 pandemic. In her defense, Cubbinson claims this arrangement was established by her predecessor, Lloyd Weir. Cubbinson's attorney, Chris Andrian, stated his office is meticulously reviewing the hundreds of pages of documents recently provided by county officials. He said, quote, "I've seen nothing to change my view of this case and the innocence of Ms. Cubbinson," unquote. Earlier this year, Eister recused himself from the case, appointing Special Prosecutor Tracy Carrillo from Sonoma County at a cost of $400 per hour. Carrillo is now examining over 700 pages of documents turned over to both the defense and prosecution. She said, quote, "I will continue to assess and analyze what, if any, effect they have on the merits of the case," unquote. Supporters of Cubbinson argue that this case is driven by Eister's personal vendetta against an auditor who questioned his expenses, including those for staff parties at a local steakhouse, which was labeled as, quote, "training sessions" to bypass a county ban on such gatherings. Eister has been known for his aggressive stance against critics and has clashed with several auditors since taking office in 2011 over his spending practices. While Eister has repeatedly declined to comment on the case, the legal battles continue to roil Mendocino County's political landscape. In addition to the criminal charges, Cubbinson has filed a civil lawsuit against the Board of Supervisors claiming her suspension, without a hearing, violated her due process rights. The preliminary hearing on July 25th is eagerly anticipated as it promises to shed light on the allegations and the broader political tensions within the county. Now, let's turn to Hopland. On the night of June 14th, at approximately 10:51 p.m., the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center received a panic alarm notification from Hopland Food and Gas, located on the 13,600 block of Mountain House Road. Sheriff's deputies immediately responded while dispatchers sought further info. As deputies raced to the scene, additional details emerged. A robbery had just occurred, and the suspect was reportedly armed with a firearm. Upon arrival, deputies, along with officers from the California Highway Patrol, began investigating the incident and canvassing the area for the suspect. They discovered that a male suspect, dressed entirely in black and with his face covered, had brandished a semi-auto pistol at an employee and demanded money. The suspect fled with an undisclosed amount of U.S. currency. Despite an extensive search, deputies were unable to locate the suspect, who is considered armed and dangerous. Fortunately, the employee complied with the suspect's demands and was not injured during the incident. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is actively investigating the case. They urge anyone with info to contact the Sheriff's Office dispatch at 707-463-4086 or use the anonymous tip line at 707-234-2100. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.